USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia State Police say two people suffered life-threatening injuries after a series of collisions on Interstate 64 in York County. Sergeant Michelle Anayo.
69 motor vehicles were involved. We have 51 treated that have been treated and or transported to four local hospitals.
No one was killed in the crash that were on both sides of the highway.
We do not know the cause of the initial accident, but we do know that fog and icy road conditions were causative factors in this multi-vehicle crash.
The accident comes on a busy travel day. A record number of Americans will travel between now and New Year's, according to AAA. 116 million people will be on the roads, which is way more than last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
It's the busiest shopping weekend and the busiest week of the year at America's airports. And the TSA has some reminders for those who'll be flying for the holidays. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The first tip that the TSA's William Santos has for flyers is to make sure they have their boarding passes ready so as to cut down on delays at security checkpoints. Also, you have some reminders about bringing special holiday food along with you.
Whether you can pour it, such as cranberry sauce or gravy, things of that nature, will have to be packaged properly in a container into your checked luggage.
TSA officials say the busiest days for flying began on Saturday and will run through Tuesday. Then after a one-day break for the holiday itself, Thursday and Friday will also be very busy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with $12 million. Cats is dropped down to number four with $6.5 million. At number five, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in $6.1 million. Number six, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in $5.1 million. Number seven, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in $2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number eight with $1.9 million. Black Christmas is number nine with $1.8 million. And tying it, Ford versus Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in $1.8 million. Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch as the disease can spread very quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.